Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose as God has given me to encourage me to do excellent things. And I do believe that that's the reason that he gave me the name Fabulous, because he wanted excellence out of me, my very best, not just some of it, but he wanted my very best. And so he gave me that name, Fabulous, when I was at my lowest and didn't feel good about who I am, didn't know who I am. But God knows how to encourage us. He knows what it's going to take. He knows the plan that he has for us. And he know how to get us to where he want us to work the plan that he has given us. So I magnify God on today for that. I thank him for that. And he gave me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service the souls. So he made me an encourager. And I love what God has given me to do. I love encouraging you. I love being encouraged by the Lord so that I have something to give to you, so that I can encourage you. If it's only in a word, if it's only in a smile, if it's only in a, how are you today? And whatever that I can do to encourage and motivate you, then that's exactly what I want to do. And then that means that I have been successful in what God has given me to do. So mine is to encourage others. I am a practicing. I love it. I love it. I've learned that it's about practicing the word. Living the word is a practice. It's an everyday occurrence. Every day I have to get up and dress in the word of God. If I want my life to be successful, then I have to dress in God's word. I think about, and I know that you've watched it, Superman. You watched that back in the day when Superman would go and when Clark Kent is who he was, and he would, when things would come up, situations that he couldn't ordinarily handle, he would go into that booth or wherever he was, and he would change. And when he came out, he was able to handle whatever it was. If it was leaping tall buildings, if it was picking up cars and throwing them over here, over there, it didn't matter what it is. So when I dress in the morning in the word of God, oh, hey, look at me. I put on that supernatural. I got some help now. My help is here. And so I'm able to do those things that God would have me to do. So that's where the practice comes in. Practice living what God's words say. And when I practice what God's words say, that gives me power. It gives me power and strength. And so it is. I practice the God habit. I don't have to worry about no other habits because I'm too busy practicing living the word of God. And I thank him. And you know, it is really living. There's a difference between living and existing. Anybody can exist, and you exist for everybody else. But to truly live, my God, it takes strength and it takes the word of God, living the word of God. All right, as you can see, I am excited about what the Lord is doing in my life. I'm encouraged on today, and I've come today to encourage you. Thank you for joining in with me on today. Thank you for listening in. Thank you. Thank you. Because it is you, my audience, that encourage me. Keep your comments coming. I love that. I love that. That keeps me encouraged as I encourage you to say that it was truly encouraging. The words that you read, what God has given, that encourages me. So I want to thank you on today for doing that. Amen. And we're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you have, if you've taken out your time to listen in right now, because I am live and in living color. Or if you have gone in later and taken the archived message, if you've gone to my website and got the archived message and listened to it, thank you. And that's what I want you to know, that I am truly thankful for you listening in. And I want to say a Merry Christmas to you, to everyone that's listening. Merry Christmas. And don't forget why we are celebrating this season. It's because of Christ. And we are so glad that he died for us. And this is his coming up to his time. And that we're in that season. And wouldn't it just be beautiful if we could live every day in that season? Oh, yes, it would. All right, then. We have a beautiful, beautiful topic on today, and we are talking about the results of resting in God is peace by faith. The results of resting in God is peace by faith. We've got to do it by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We are to receive it, and then we are to rest in what God, in the finished works of the Lord. We are to rest in it. So come along. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we will go into the results of resting in God is peace by faith. So come go with me. Bring your minds in and come go with me. Let's, whatever it is that you are needing for God to do for you, we want you to get it in your mind now, and we want to give it to him. We want to give it to him. And then we want to rest. We want to rest in God. We want to have that peace that he got it and he's going to take care of it. Because he can't work except we give it to him. And when we give it to him and we rest, then he works. So I want you to come go with me so that you can give whatever that situation is to God and you rest in the Lord and allow him to work it out. Whatever the situation is, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's healing in your body, because God is a healer of the mind, the body, and the spirit. So it doesn't matter what it is. He says over in Proverbs 4, which is one of my favorite scriptures, 4:20-22, he said that if we, he that findeth the word, findeth the word, look what you're going to get. You're going to get peace. You're going to get healing, health, and life for your body. And that's from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. So come and go with me and let's give it to God so that we can have that peace in whatever we've asked him. All right? Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, Lord, and we magnify you, God, for this another Wednesday that you have blessed us in the year of 2016, God. You blessed us, God, to be here, and we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for who you are, that you are God, and besides you, Lord, there is none other. You're God all by yourself. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking, Lord, that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way. If we've thought, if we've acted, God, displeasing to you, please forgive us. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Lord, I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother on today, God, for whatever it is, Lord, that they are believing you for, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may give it to you. You said, cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, for you careth for us, God. Help them to cast it on you, God, to give it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may find rest, God, rest in you, God, the peace in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we believe it by faith, God. We believe your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring it to pass because your word has gone out and it cannot come back void. It will accomplish everything, God, that you have sent it out to do, for you are God, and besides you, there is none other. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, God, where your people are, God, and that you would rescue them right there, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal. Set free, God. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, that you might get all of the praises, God. They'll go and tell it, Lord. Tell it on the mountaintop, God. Everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus. That Jesus Christ is born. And he is delivering. He's setting free his people on today, God. Walk up and down, God. Them hallways. Go in those rooms, God. And rescue, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we believe it, God, in your name right there. We speak to cancer, to diabetes, to any sickness, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to it, and we take authority that Jesus has given us on today, and we speak to it right now, that you leave the bodies of God's people right now, in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be set free. Be delivered right now. Touch that mind right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the worry, God, touch right now, God, the minds of your people, Lord. Set them free right now, God. Set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Free from worry, in the name of Jesus. Help them to rest, oh God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn that chair loose. Give it to Jesus. Cast it upon him. Give it to him. And allow God. Allow God to work. He can't work. Thank you, Lord Jesus, while we're worrying, while we're holding on to it. But when we turn it loose, God can work. Give it to the Lord and allow him to work and watch what God do with it. In the name of Jesus, give your people, Lord, help them to enter into the rest of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And in there, they'll find peace. In the name of Jesus. Go in by faith. It's not by sight, but it's by faith. Believe it. Faith is believing. Believe what God's word has said. In the name of Jesus. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you on today. And take it by faith. Take it by faith. Take your medicine on today. God's word is medicine for the body, for the mind, for the spirit. Take your dose on today and be healed, be delivered, and be set free. In Jesus' name. And the Lord said if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, that he will direct us. And we thank him for it now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We thank God today for his spirit. For the Lord has anointed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has anointed us to share on today the good news. The good news about Jesus. And the good news is the result of resting in God is peace by faith. The good news come to let you know to rest in the Lord. Rest in him. Rest in him. And let that allow peace. Allow God to work. He cannot work if you're not resting in him. If you don't have peace in it, you're not resting in the Lord. So rest in the Lord on today. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yes, it's Christmas time. It's the Christmas season. But rest in the Lord. Rest in him. If you think about it, it's about him. It's about his birthday. That's the gift. The gift of Jesus, that's the gift. Having him is the gift. So let us rest in the Lord. All right then, all right then. I want to let you know that if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave the request there. If you have an event and you are needing or wanting a motivational encourager to come and speak at your event, you can go to my email, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave it there, and I will get back in touch with you. Now, if you have a burning testimony today, and you would like to share it, what God has done or doing for you, you can call me, and I'm live and in living color for the next 9 minutes. You can call in at 347-850-8928 and share that testimony. around me. All right? Woo! God is so good, and he's blessing us right now. The anointing of God, it breaks the yoke. Thank you, Lord, for breaking yokes on today, God. The result of resting in God is peace by faith. The result of resting. Are you resting in God on today? Do you have peace? If you don't have peace, you're not resting. You're Indian giver if you're not resting in the Lord, because that means you've taken it back. You may have given it to him, but now it didn't come when you wanted it and like you wanted it, so you've taken it back. Well, what you've done is stopped God from working. Give it back to him. Give it back to God and rest in him and allow him to work. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too, for it comes to me first. It comes to me first. And so that's what I'm telling you and I'm telling myself. Rest in God. And the peace is the evidence that we are resting in him. It's by faith. It's by faith. And so, if you, I have four books, and if you would like to check them out, you can do that also at my website and go under products, and right there you will see all my books, and you will also just click on the book, and it will take you right to Amazon.com where you can order that book. I'm also working on a new book, Dressing in God's Designer Word, and I was hoping to have it out by this time, but it's not finished yet. But look for it in the future, Dressing in God's Designer Word. Look for it. Be expecting. That's the way I'm living my life every day. I am expecting the greatest blessing ever. Every day, I'm expecting. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I am. I'm pregnant with it, expecting the blessings of the Lord to overtake me. Yes, I am. That window is open, that window in heaven is open and is pouring out blessings, and that we will not have room enough to receive them all. I am expecting God to pour out his blessings upon us. Amen. And he's a man that cannot lie. If he promised it, all you got to do is rest in it. Woo-hoo! Rest in his promises. Rest in it and watch God. Let him work. Let God work. Let him work. Sit back and let God work. All right. I'm excited about God. Thank you. And what the Lord is doing, what he's already done in our lives, and how God encourages us from day to day through it all. Through it all. The result of resting in God is peace by faith. Scripture says in 1 Peter 5:7, so casting all your care upon him. Casting it. Giving it to him. Casting it all upon him. But it's not too much for God. Don't ever think that it's too much for him. He tells us to do it. He said, give it to me. Give it to me. For he careth for you. He careth for us. God cares about us. He wouldn't have sent his only son if he didn't care about us. But he did. He delivered us from the clutches of the enemy and gave us a way out and a way in. Excuse me. A way in to have that peace and that joy and to rest in him. And that's, he gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost. God gave us the gift, the Holy Ghost. And we can have it. And we can know that he cares for us. We truly have to trust that God cares for us. We have to know that. We do not get them, we do not get there overnight. But it is a process of reading God's word, memorizing it, and meditating. That 1 John 5:14-15 comes to mind. And it says, and this is the confidence. And that's where we have to go. We have to get confidence that God cares for us. We got to believe that. And then we have to have confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. His will is his word. We are as believers. We have been written in the will. So if we ask, it's in his will. He heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Naturally, so think about it. When we please our parents, they don't mind giving us what we ask. We need only to accept by faith, and this trust brings us into his rest. To trust the Lord. This is like, you know, you trust your parents. You see the young people today, and they just, what they're doing, they don't have a care in the world, because they know that mama, daddy, they're going to take care of it. Well, what about us, believers? What about us? Won't God take care of it? We have to rest in the Lord. We need God and his grace on our Christian walk. Our trust in him brings us, as we trust God, the more it brings us into rest. Well, we have peace about that thing. Do not cast away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. There's a reward for you having confidence in the Lord, for you trusting God, that you enter his rest. There's a reward. You need patience. After you have done God's will, you might receive the So we got to trust God. We got to trust God. And that was Hebrews 10:35-36. Our confidence has compensation. It is what escorts us into that place of rest, which puts us in a position to receive what has already been done. It's already done. God has already done it. And patience means being constantly the same about what we have confidence in. I'm always telling people that I am fabulous, always. And that's because God has made me fabulous in him. That does not mean that I don't have situations to come up and I don't go through things. I do. We all do. But to remain where God put us, that's what we have to do. And we have to have that patience to wait on him, because we've got to remain. We've got to stay in the rest of God. And it's by faith. So every day it's a renewing. It's a renewing of the mind. We've got to continuously be renewed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, so we can stay right there. The result of resting in God is peace by faith. All right, until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.